This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for
Gary Jackson's riding shotgun with us for this segment. So is Paul Watson. I was kind of ranting last segment, but speaking of free speech, they're trying to ban our free speech and say you can't have a Trump rally. And so we've got the organizers of that joining us to talk about that in the next segment. That ties into all this. You know, Mahatma Gandhi's March to the Sea, that was successful against the British being nonviolent, but they stopped paying the salt tax and other things. So there's got to be some noncompliance. And, Paul, where does this go if the British exiting the EU, the Brexit fails, or do you think that they'll cheat? I mean, what are the tea leaves saying?
Well, the polls over the past week have been, you know, pro-leave. They've swung the opposite way. At one point, they swung 13 points the other way. There's a poll out today where vote leave is 4 points ahead. So they differ, but they're all in favor of vote leave compared to a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago, when they were all in favor of vote remain. Actually go out and vote because they're psychologically averse to change. That's what the establishment relies on, people freaking out and not voting for change when it actually counts.
Do you think Scotland really voted to stay in?
Well, it was very close, and there were some shenanigans with that. But what's even more concerning is MPs, people noises to the fact that even if the British people vote to leave Europe, they will ignore the vote, like the EU has done in many different countries, and they will simply say, debate whether we want to leave in Parliament.
And then have another vote, another vote, another vote, just like Ireland. Yeah, absolutely. It's just incredible. What does your gut tell you about next week, that they will exit or they won't exit?
I'm more hopeful over the past week because the polls are showing that vote leave is pulling ahead, but you know, I think they'll pull something. I think they'll pull another stunt, even though now it's just come out that this killer had, quote, no political views. He said nothing about the EU referendum. Doesn't matter to the left. They will still frame everybody in this same extremist
camp. They will still just say it. Well, how do you get a gun when it's nearly impossible to get one there?
Managed to get one, so those gun control laws didn't work because criminals don't obey laws. Surprise, surprise.
That's right.
But, you know, I'm more hopeful than I was a month ago about Brexit, let's just put it that way. We've got the momentum. If we continue to carry that forward, it's going to be a vote leave.
Absolutely. Paul, you're going to be hosting some coming up next week, so let's check your Skype. It's having some hiccups. Great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Skype's great, but I tell you, it's got some problems. Jakar, we got 2 minutes left. Other thoughts just about this election, where the world's going right now?
Well, when we look at the person who just got killed today, and it also reminds me of the person who got killed, I can't remember if it was earlier this week or last week, the policeman and his wife who got stabbed overseas. And
France.
Yeah, in France. And these things make international news when it's a big politician or a police officer, but these things happen every single day. But they won't tell you about some housewife who got stabbed to death or, you know, some kid at a bus stop, you know, who got slashed or stabbed. They only want to tell you about, you know, when it's big, sensational, it's the AR-15, it's something that we can blame. That's when it's a news story.
Just like this alligator eating this kid. I mean, it's sad, but is it the biggest story in the world? No, it's sensational. And so they can decide.
It's very unique. It's very unique in that
regard. It's unique. It's not going to be unique soon if they don't start killing some alligators. When those things are all over the place now. I saw one cross the highway in South Texas. My son went out and killed three of them 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You can get alligator hunting licenses now. He killed biggest one was 11 feet.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when we just continue to look at all these things and how they continue to blame people, as Paul was saying, they'll blame a group that had nothing to do with a particular incident, but now it's their fault. And I was talking to somebody at the event. They don't want to talk on camera, but in Atlanta, she was anti-Trump because she said that Trump was politicizing or taking advantage of the Orlando shooting to push forward agenda. And I said, it took Hillary 10 minutes to come out and blame gun owners. Like, what are you saying? That's a complete double standard. You know, so you have to look at these things very objectively and see that these political politicos are going to take advantage of the situation regardless of what it is.
They are. Well, great job in Atlanta. We've got our reporters. Who did we send up to Dallas?
I believe it was Biggs and Kit.
Biggs and Kit. That should be interesting. They're on their way up to the Trump rally. 7 o'clock tonight it kicks off. They'll have live feeds before that in the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Who's hosting the news tonight?
Leanne McAdoo.
Leanne McAdoo. Thank you, Jakari Jackson. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Jim's the lady. He's going to be our guest at the bottom of the hour. He's an avid conservative grassroots activist. His current mission is reviving his fellow citizens' passion for American patriotism. And he heads up AmericaFirstMovement.com that Roger Stone and some of the Trump folks, everybody says, is really one of the best organizations out there. And they've organized in Cleveland first Stop the Steal demonstration, but now that they've backed off that, at least on the surface, they're still going to try it. Watch. Have the folks come out and just demonstrate with the First Amendment and support of the electoral process. Just a free speech rally slash victory rally. The DNC is going to be having those. Oh, but Cleveland's trying to restrict the time and put people miles away. The ACLU has come out and said, this is onerous, this is wrong. And they want folks to sign on who are going to be part of this lawsuit. And they've asked me to be part of that. I'm certainly happy to be a plaintiff in that. I intend to be there. It's a rally that I started organizing 6 months ago with Roger Stone. So Tim is working on that. After he leaves us, I'm going to get into the latest on Russia says it might now, or NATO says it might now have grounds to attack Russia. We've got more publications coming out saying repeal the Second Amendment, not just Rolling Stone. We have hackers release secret Clinton docs from State Department, DNC's Trump opposition file donor list. We have just a lot of really important news we're going to be getting to. Trump may launch his own cable network to counter all this. Well, you know they're going to try to send in the Federal Elections Commission and claim that that's political speech and you can't have it. But I say under free speech, let them have it. I mean, the globalists, all these foreign interests own media and sit here and bombard us with political news. They just claim it isn't. I say free for all. We got the Saudis and the communist Chinese funding Hillary. I mean, give me a break. He can have a cable network. Here's the article we wrote. Cleveland to ban Trump supporters outside RNC. Democratic city fueling anti-Trump protests to make Hillary look good. Tim, thank you for joining us. CitizensForTrump.com, PatrioticWarriors.com. Tim, what do we need to do to make sure? I mean, obviously, everybody should just show up regardless, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to exercise my First Amendment. I mean, is that accurate? What should we do?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet.
So, yeah, I mean, again, we first started out trying to have a rally of sorts to protest the RNC stealing Mr. Trump's nomination. And after we seen that wasn't going to happen, of course, we just wanted to have a celebratory parade and a rally. But unfortunately, the city of Cleveland not only delayed our permits forever in a day, they also reissued new parameters, of course, as you know. Now, as of just a day or so ago, they have approved a bunch of permits. Funny enough, ours isn't on that approval list. All of them are leftist or communist or anti-Trump groups. So we're still sitting here, even though we're the top plaintiff on the lawsuit against the city. They haven't even bothered to respond to me personally or the law team. So at this point, you know, we don't know what we're doing, but you're right. A lot of people are still going to show up. But unfortunately, the city has made three convergent points that are very, I would say, are a scenario for violence to happen.
Well, Tim, it's just incredible. It's a First Amendment issue. I know the police are supportive.
Yes.
And then you're going to have the Black Lives Matter group, the communists, the Soros groups, being able to do whatever they want. But here's the RNC. Trump's inside. People are trying to organize something outside, and they're saying no. I hope Trump gets involved in this, not just the lawsuit. But let's talk about the technicals, the history of this, the lawsuit, and where it's going. And I want to tell viewers and listeners, I'm going to be there even more now. I know as libertarians or conservatives or folks, we don't want to go just stir up trouble like a bunch of communists. But they're violating our rights, saying only communists can basically march. In America, we have to take our free speech and our First Amendment back.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And, you know, again, with them only approving all the left wing, so to speak, or anti-Trump groups at this point, one is adding a little bit more validity to our free speech being violated. And secondarily, again, it's a recipe for disaster. You have to understand that these groups are coming not, you know, to peacefully protest. They're coming to protest in the same fashion they did in California, New Mexico, and a few other places. So we know that the city has taken out a massive insurance policy. And what does that mean? Well, you know, I love the police department and all, but what it does mean is that no matter what happens there, it's going to be covered under that insurance policy. So, you know, I'm not saying that the police are going to conduct themselves in any less professional manner, but, you know, there is a big difference when you're personally responsible and liable for your conduct as opposed to being covered under a blanket insurance policy. But
there's a big problem here in that clearly they're saying we're going to let the leftists run around and do whatever they want, but we're not going to allow citizens out here that support Trump, who are the vast majority of people, obviously. So this is just incredible discrimination. Wow, they're arrogant. I didn't know about the new development that they've given the permits to all the Democrat groups, but not to the pro-Trump group. That's crazy.
And again, we're the biggest. We had the biggest rally planned that the city had seen. You know, they even told me, wow, it's unheard of to plan a celebratory rally of this size for an RNC event like this. But with that said, I guess the point I was making earlier is that we can go and show up, but understand this. If we don't get a permit, all the leftists will have a permit. all of us who are pro-Trump, and, you know, we represent several surrogates.
No, obviously we want to get the permit to really have everybody together and show it, but if not, have Rolling Thunder in, take over the streets, we'll outnumber them 5-1, and it'll be huge.
Yes, and we probably will do so, but again, unfortunately for us, is that the police will be on the side of the people with permits, if you follow what I'm saying.
Absolutely. So we need to try to do this, but at the same time, that's their problem. If the city's corrupt and does that, we have to go ahead and go forward, as you said.
I've been told the city won't arrest anybody for being in the street specifically. They won't enforce that. But, you know, that, you know, remains to be seen. But at the end of the day, I know truckers for Trump, bikers for Trump, Tea Partiers, students, women for Trump, a lot of them people are still going to come. You know, I know Roger's going to be there. We're going to be there. Diamond and Silk, we're going to be reporting from inside, you know, the convention as well. But at the end of the day, we're going to formulate a plan. We're going to see. We're going to give the city a couple more days to see if maybe they're trying to accommodate us, and that's the delay. But I've got a feeling that you're correct. They absolutely are going to try to make a mockery of us coming and not allow us to be there legally, too.
Well, the good news is, as you know, Tim, they can claim that Trump people started the riot in Chicago. They can claim that Trump people did the stuff in Albuquerque or L.A. or wherever. All of it's bull. The internet and real media is bigger than the corporate media, the establishment media. The lies don't work. And when it's going to come out that the Trump people weren't given their permits, they weren't given their place, they were told they could be on the other side of the moon in a free speech zone, and they're not putting up with it, and it's going to blow up in their face yet again. And then when the Trump people are calm and nice, and the anti-Trump people act like a bunch of idiots, it'll only blow up in their face that much better. I think the best thing Trump ever does is hang out in places like, you know, New Mexico, in California, where some of these crazy leftists are, just to show what morons they are.
Well, exactly. And here's the other side of it. A lot of people would tell me, and I agree to a degree, you know, maybe we should tell everybody not to go so there is no bloodshed, so there is no issue. But on the flip side of that is, you know, again, I think you're right, if we outnumber them 5-1, we've seen in the past where wherever they congregate, Black Lives Matter or other anti-Trump or racist groups like that, that when we outnumber them, like with Bikers for Trump, they typically back down and run with their tail tucked shared. So there is that.
Well, that's right. We have the numbers. We have the truth on our side, and we have the First Amendment on our side. And so this is just another arrogant attempt. If we give into this, pretty soon we'll be banned everywhere. And then it's over. I mean, that's what they want. They want to come shut down the rallies. They want to stop Trump from speaking. They want to keep people from coming. It's not worked. So I say, round of applause for the First Amendment and the American people standing up, and especially to all of the Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and others that I've seen in many areas who are like 30, 40, 50% of the folks going in being yelled at and screamed at by the anti-Trump people, you know, standing up to that type of bullying. I say bravo.
The abuse has been, I mean, unprecedented just because of our choice of candidate. And on top of that, you know, I find it very interesting, and it's heartbreaking that an attack such as the one that just happened, you know, is what it takes to bring, you know, the issue forward. But, you know, we've got a problem, you know, with, you know, a lot of different things. And Mr. Trump is right when it comes to vetting who's coming into this country. So, you know, again, attacks that happened just the other day are going to continue to happen if we don't do something about it.
Well, Tim, other angles to this. Obviously, if folks are on the East Coast or in the Midwest, you know, they're going to be pretty close to Cleveland. They need to be there. Obviously, a lot of folks are worried about housing and things. Even if you stay 20 miles away and, you know, drive in and are there just at a few key events, you don't have to be there the whole 3 or 4 days. It's important just to show up, just to document, not even to, you know, wear a Trump shirt, but to videotape and get this footage out so people can see exactly the type of ignorant folks that are against the First Amendment.
Yes. I mean, you know, again, if we don't show up there and to document it, if we don't show up at least to give our free speech, you know, to stand up for our free speech, then, you know, we do ourselves a disservice. I mean, if we're patriotic warriors, then we need to stand up for that because, again, you're right. You know, this could disappear on us pretty quick if we don't stand up for ourselves. And this is one of the reasons I joined on with the ACLU, and I thought that was an interesting fact that they wanted to sue the city. But, you know, again, we have to do something about it. If we don't, if we just lay down and we let the, you know, the other agenda win, so to speak, the leftists, the Black Lives Matter people, and all the other groups that are trying to, you know, trend what America thinks, so to speak, then we've lost. We lost already.
Timothy Saletti. Am I pronouncing that right, sir?
Yeah, Saletti.
Saletti, okay. And that's citizensfortrump.com, citizensfortrump.com. I want to ask you a question here at the break. We may come back with you, but I've got one more question for you.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tim Saletti is our guest. He heads up CitizensForTrump.com, also some of the biggest Tea Party sites in the country. And Tim's highly recommended from Roger Stone. He's heading up Citizens for Trump. and the lawsuits are taking place right now. We're fighting for the First Amendment. In closing, any other points, and how do people out there support what you're doing?
Sure, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
And they can come and support Mr. Trump and our efforts at citizensfortrump.com. Go there, pledge your vote. We are going to hand deliver all the pledges for votes from Mr. Trump to him personally. So come there, pledge your vote, volunteer to help, and we'll get you started and get you involved. So that's citizensfortrump.com.
All right. Well, God bless you, and I appreciate you sharing up with the First Amendment. Tim, take care.
Right. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you as well, Tim. Speaking of Tim, we have a Tim Kennedy video. We're at the end of the show yesterday, the Special Forces soldier, UFC fighter. But the big thing is he's a patriot, anti-New World Order, that has great influence in the military and elsewhere for folks that aren't aware of what's happening. So that's why it's exciting to have him working with us as a correspondent on all these great reports you're about to start seeing in the next few weeks. And we've already got five or six of them in the can. He's shooting more this week and next week. But when we come back, I'm going to play this brief clip where he talks about this piece that they put on the news. Where they're saying, oh, my gosh, AR-15s, they kick so hard, they hurt you. They're so evil. Oh, my gosh, don't get one. I have PTSD from it. This is part of the anti-gun brainwashing, the opposite of what we do, where we simply point out that you can go out and learn how to use a gun and that it's empowering. And that if you're, quote, a feminist, you should, you know, want women to be equalized when women do get attacked by men. Or if you're a man attacked by a stronger man or a bunch of men, That the gun is a great equalizer. That is the most liberal thing I can imagine. We talk about liberal, it means more freedom, more defense, more security, more private property, more choices, more literature, more culture, more art. The opposite of what modern Orthodox Islam is. But they don't want us to defend ourselves, and they're blaming the Second Amendment all over the news, saying it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. That's all over newspapers from Rolling Stone to you name it today. It is mind-blowing. UCLA professor, Congress should secretly suspend Second Amendment. Has a whole plan for that. Technocrats just say, start individually doing it. Put them on a no-buy list. No one will know we've banned it. These folks mean business. They mean business. Speaking of Tim Kennedy, we are going to finance being able to have all these productions and helicopters and drones and just amazing things we're going to do. Now, with a shoestring budget, we can do some big things. We're financing that, selling products at InfoWarsLife.com, the nutraceuticals. And Tim Kennedy got the Anti-Doping Administration, as he's known as being the cleanest guy in the UFC. All these guys he keeps, you know, fighting are on roids, it keeps coming out. But as part of a partnership with Special Forces Operator UFC fighter Tim Kennedy, we're giving you 15% off the top three selling InfoWars Life formulas that are used by Tim Kennedy. Get 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com right now for a limited time. These are the products that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training that help him go to the next level. All these products have hundreds of five-star reviews and contain the known herbs to help boost your body's healthy, natural activities. Now is the time to stock up and get our top products for 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get on the Tim Kennedy InfoWars Life routine with Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com. There's other great products there that are about to sell out, like Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleansing System, 120 capsules of amazing concentrated known herbs and compounds that in a healthy, clean way go in and take out the bad organisms. It's got things like wormwood in it. Why is it called organic wormwood for thousands of years in ancient English? Because it's what's known itself to flush out the worms and parasites. That's one of 20-something plus ingredients in there that sold out, ladies and gentlemen, for 6 months because it's so hard to get all these ingredients and have them be organic and have them be up to California standards, which are basically meant to be almost impossible to pass so lawyers can sue everyone and make a bunch of money. But regardless, we, with all of our products, shoot for that. And we have one or two products that came in where we just cannot do it at that level. And so we're putting a note on there that it doesn't pass California standards and not selling it in California. That's not this one. That's Ancient Defenses. It's got like 60-something things in it. Just everything there is. And just on one little level, there's something above California standards, so we won't sell it there. But, you know, that's just an example of how hellish this is. And while almost no companies have stuff that passed California standards, but it's back in for a limited time. I think it'll probably sell out this weekend, even though I put it back to the regular price. InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchase makes everything we need to do here possible. Big news plus coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So, I have talked a lot about how, back when I had time, I would take liberals, as painful as it is, out shooting. And my father, growing up, I remember he would take liberal friends of his that were newspaper editors and writers and people like that out to our East Texas ranch, and they would be phobic of a shotgun and be all scared and act all neurotic and mentally ill. They would be completely scared of bugs. They would be completely scared of spiders. These are domesticated people that usually lived lock and key. Daddy usually wasn't home. They're usually nice intellectuals. They're friendly people, but they're emasculated. And within about an hour of pulling out shotguns and rifles and, you know, shooting stuff, they would be laughing, saying, this is not scary. I don't know why I was ever so, you know, so afraid. And then my dad would say, well, you do need to know how to, you know, never put your finger on the trigger so you're ready to pull the trigger and, you know, keep it, you know, aimed at the ground and, you know, never, you know, go through the safety things with people and, you know, always unload the gun when you're going to transport it, on and on and on. Just basic stuff. And I've gone out with Mike Judge, and I've done this with the cast of Silicon Valley. I've done it with other folks. That when he's doing a movie or a TV show or a production, he takes them to Austin, usually for South by Southwest or another event, takes them out to his ranch. We even have some footage of that somewhere. We never aired it. And he takes leftists out. He doesn't say I'm deprogramming you. He just puts barbecue out and stuff, and he has some former military folks out there that know what they're doing, and we start getting women to shoot, you know, M4s, AR-15s. And they go, this is that evil gun on the news. And we just go ahead and try it. And within an hour or so, the women are shooting bullseye at 100 to 200 yards. Because women, on average, are better shots than men. At the Olympic level, men a little bit more because they think men train harder. But just as novices, you take a woman versus a man, same age, and in an hour of training, women tend to be better shots. It's just it's a known fact. Unless they're just shooting some gun that has an incredible kick. And then they start going, well, I should be able to have a gun. I should be able to have this. I'm not bad. Absolutely. Wow. So what type should I get for self-defense and things like that? And I'm allowed to have one of these? I thought these were illegal. Because they have all these TV shows and movies where the cop pulls you over and it's based in New York, Chicago, or D.C. And they go, oh, you got a handgun. That's 20 years in prison. Because that'll be some local state law they have. It's unconstitutional. So they don't even know that you're allowed to have guns. I mean, I remember just 15, 20 years ago, I had a carpet cleaner. That was about 16, 17 years ago. Carpet cleaner crew at my house. And they went in my office, and there was, and I didn't have kids then either, and there was a gun rack that had a black Winchester, I think it was a Defender, like $300 pump shotgun. There was a deer rifle under it, but it was black. It was black. And he's like, I can't clean in here. And the assistant was the one that wasn't mentally ill. Because I'd actually worked for that steamer company a few years before. Because it paid pretty good, like $25 an hour. So you had the assistant and then the main person. But it was the main person, Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner. It was the main person that was freaking out going, I don't know. It's a gun. I don't know. And he goes, no, that's it. And so he goes out. He goes outside and starts calling his bosses. So I call him, and they go, yeah, let me give you the manager. And he goes, yeah, I'm on the other line with him right now. Hold on, such and such. Yes, we understand. Yes, we understand. No, he was going to call the police, but now he isn't. But we're just going to tell him to go. So they left my house because in Texas, in a little three-bedroom, blue-collar house, or upper blue-collar, lower middle-class. That's actually four-bedroom. I had a bedroom upstairs. The point is, I tell these stories. I go back to the actual memories and start imaging and, you know, having a memory scan of exactly what went on. That's why I kind of bumble on stories sometimes because it's really what happened. And but a gestalt of it because there's so much info. And I walked out there, and I was like, as they're loading up the thing, I said, man, I used to work here like 4 or 5 years ago. We go in houses all the time with guns and all sorts of stuff. Don't you go in houses with guns? And there was the Hispanic assistant, and he's like, man, he's crazy. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, no, I've only been working here a few weeks. It's weird. And then I went and told that story on Access Television the next night when I had my show, and the assistant called in and told the rest of the story, how they had actually called the police, but the police had told him that a shotgun wasn't illegal and didn't come, and that when he said this is wrong, they fired him. Not the guy that wouldn't clean my house with one of the bedrooms turned into an office where I broadcast out of. Not because of that. No, they fired the, quote, assistant because he sat there and said this is crazy. So that's what we're dealing with in this country. And they are programming people. They are controlling people. They are absolutely creating undue phobias and psychological, almost agoraphobic concern over seeing a fellow slave with a gun. And the essence of what I'm doing and what Tim Kennedy's doing and others are doing, whether it's gardening or whether it's learning how to camp or whether it's learning how to swim, a lot of folks don't know how to swim, or whether it's learning how to box or grapple or learning how to clean a gun or learning how to work on your car, becoming somewhat self-sufficient. And we're not up here on some high horse claiming we have all the answers, though Tim Kennedy is pretty much Superman across the board. We're just trying to make Americana and being human and being inventive and being adaptive and being involved fun again and not just watching TV and being a zombie. That's why people are so unfulfilled. Every study shows people that are working hard, involved, doing lots of hobbies in their communities, politically active, live longer, are happier, develop new mental connections and neurons in the brain. Humanity is turning into a bunch of jellyfish. And it's now time to realize we're going to fix the country and fix the world, fixing ourselves one person at a time. And again, I'm not up here on some high horse. I'm slowly becoming healthy again, slowly becoming more inventive and more involved and getting back into guns because I'm so busy. I don't have a lot of time to go out and shoot guns or, you know, be proficient in that like I used to be. I mean, when I was 18, I could shoot to the same hole with a Remington 700 308 over and over again with a $300 scope, not even that fancy, at 200 yards, and I'd be out with these quasi-police ranges where the cops are out shooting, and I was out shooting the SWAT teams, you name it. I was in some of the police contest deals where you could have, quote, civilians involved, but 40%, 60%, depending on the event, were police, sometimes 80%, and they would get so upset when I'd go out there and go through those ranges with a pistol and things like that, or handgun, and you know, be in the top 10 percentile out of 100 people competing. Well, that's not that good. But nowadays, I am horrible. I mean, 200 yards, I got a pattern that's like, depending on the windage and things like that, you know, maybe 2 inches. I mean, that is just terrible. I go out and try to shoot some dove or quail, miss half the time. I go out to the clay shooting events, and, you know, I might miss 1 out of 5 clay pigeons. I was 18. I would go an hour without missing one, which is sickening. So the point is that I'm going to get back into all that myself as well. Without further ado, though, let's go to this piece where Tim and I were talking about this yesterday, but we didn't have the video, so I thought I'd actually intersperse the video with little girls shooting 223s, you know, shooting M4s or 5.56, depending on, you know, whether you're talking about NATO or civilian. Without getting into all the little numbers games, here's a video, first of some little girls shooting the evil Bushmaster, the evil AR-15, the evil M4 that people claim is so dangerous and kicks so hard. Because the truth is they know it doesn't kick, and it's perfect for women, it's perfect for everybody, so they can demonize that frontline number one weapon, then they can demonize them all and bring them all down, bring down all semi-autos, and then later get your bolt actions and single shots as well. And then we play this New York Daily News reporter acting about how freaked out he is after he went into a gun range and shot a gun. But they don't even really show that because who knows if they even did it. Here it is.
Nice shot, Abby. Right to the right of the bullseye. Good shot, baby.
You're hot. Finger off the trigger. How did that feel?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Okay, let's see it again. Good trigger discipline. Trigger off.
You're a radio listener. That looks like a four-year-old's clip. They're having to find it, so I'll play it later and put it together with you talking about it on the nightly news. But describe this clip.
It's the embodiment, the personification of the neutering of what it means to be a man. So this guy goes and shoots an M4 at the range, and he has this catastrophic, nearly traumatic event while he's trying to shoot an M4. It's 223. This is what I let, like, my 10-year-old shoot.
Video of a five-year-old, a six-year-old shooting.
It's just a little bit bigger than a 22.
There's no kick.
No kick at all.
Not if you push it in your shoulder.
Nothing. So he shoots this gun a couple of times, and he's like, the concussion, the gases, the smell of it all. It was so overwhelming. I had post-traumatic stress for hours after it.
He's trying to create a phobia. So people don't do it. I mean, I'm not the super soldier, but I sit there and fire 100 rounds with a 50 cal handheld.
Effortlessly.
And then these guys are like can't shoot a .223.
I don't know if they've been like actually emasculated or if they're just trying to demonstrate to the world how weak Americans are. I mean, it seems like it's intentional. He's like, no. It's not cool to go and work hard and to go train and go shoot. It's better just to be like the biggest sissy on the planet that can't even shoot a .223 because it hurts my shoulder. And the gases and seeing the brass fly out, it's just, it's traumatizing. I can't take it.
Well, that's like these social justice warriors that see the chalk on the ground and start freaking out and convulsing.
But not everybody's like that. What should the country do about gun owners or gun buyers who shouldn't have the guns?
Tough question.
The sheer firepower of those kind of weapons is absolutely awesome. My ears are still ringing and we had serious sound protection. It's a very dangerous weapon in the wrong hands, as Frank said, and keeping it out of the wrong hands is the challenge.
I mean, we have these incredibly domesticated morons at the New York Daily News just ninnying around, and then it doesn't show him even shoot on the video. It's just crazy. Yeah, what about guns in the wrong hands of a tyrannical government? What about that? By the way, as I mentioned earlier, we are running a special, 15% off the Tim Kennedy special on InfoWars Life products like Brain Force, Supermel Vitality, and, of course, Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, and Vitamin B12. And, folks, you can look at the studies on Vitamin B12. Most people absorb almost none of it in their gut. If you do, it's 3, 4, 5% of your lucky. Under the tongue, you can get a lot more. Still not as good as injectable. But what this is the injectable, you know, level quality methylcobalamin that you put under your tongue with a dripper, and then you absorb a lot more than you would just taking it in to your stomach. Now, again, consult your physician before you take vitamin B12 organic under your tongue because it's so dangerous. And before you go outside or breathe air, it does say that on the bottle. But this is the same stuff that you get from a doctor that costs you $50, because I've done it, that you inject into your, you know, fat. And it gives you a lot of energy, and it's totally healthy. I've gone out and done it just to test and see. And quite frankly, the injectable of methylcobalamin has a better effect than this under the tongue. Taking pills, I don't even feel it. Doesn't even do anything. Injecting it, whoa. You got to get a prescription for that. And I hate needles, but I do inject vitamin B12 a few days a week. When I have the prescription. But it's the methylcobalamin, the same stuff. It's like, this is sweet. Does this have sugar in it? No. That's how vitamin B12 tastes. Most of the stuff they have at the store is synthetic. It doesn't even get absorbed, period. It's totally fake, but the government lets them sell it. This is true, organic, vegan-derived methylcobalamin with another type of B12 that makes it absorb. 20% is the... forget how you pronounce it, acetophil cobalamin or whatever. The scientists have all explained it to me. All I know is I get a major, I don't give this to the kids in the afternoon or at night. You know, kids during the winter or whatever, or I want them to be healthy every day. Secret 12, in the morning. And it doesn't have caffeine or stimulants. The way my dad describes it is that it's, and he's a chemist and retired doctor, and he used to develop drugs for pharmaceutical companies, is that it's the precursor basically of everything. Vitamin B12, they think, is like the precursor of everything else. You've got to have it to develop your hormones, to build just everything. And there's some other things that are precursors too, like water, oxygen, iodine. Iodine's the good halogen. All the others are bad. Your body will use the bad ones, the chlorine, the fluoride, the bromine, all the rest of it, unless you have the good halogen, and that is, of course, Secret 12. That is, of course, the good halogen X2 nation iodine. You've got to have these in your body. You've absolutely got to have them. And just like we got to have freedom. And when you buy them at InfoWarsLife.com, you get the very best products that the absolute nutraceutical supplement freaks come up with. I mean, the soup Nazis love us. To use the Seinfeld joke. I don't mean literal Nazis, folks. I mean, you know, the guy that makes the very best soup is totally neurotic about it. He's called a soup Nazi. And now you call somebody that, you know, makes the very best Italian food. You know, this place is like a, you know, or Nazis about it being the best or whatever. That means totally obsessed, neurotic about the very best, highest, cleanest quality. It's not a good connotation, though, for Nazis, but you know what I mean. The neurotic third-party nutraceutical review sites just love us. They're like, why is this right-wing lunatic having the best stuff? because we're not right-wing lunatics. We just want, we're against the geoengineering. We're against the leaking nuclear reactors. We're against the glyphosates. We're against the GMO. We've done the research. We know there's a lot of research that, quote, leftists have done that's real stuff. That's why we are confused that you're anti-gun when the statistics show you should be pro-gun. Or why you like Hillary when she's a fascist warmonger. Or but again, those are pop liberals on the ground that are the super dumb social justice warriors. I know there's real liberals, a la, you know, the 60s or 70s that had some good points and were against the wars and against discrimination and really were against racism. But all of that's been hijacked, and Madison Avenue and Wall Street have taken control of it and turned it into political weapons to get us all at each other's throats. That's what I'm getting at. I'm not plugging here. I'm just going off into the generalities of it isn't about liberal or conservative, but people communicate with those terms. So, yes, the modern liberal is a very anti-liberal, anti-free speech, anti-American weirdo group who I see as very threatening and bizarre and who don't even care about their own interests and are allied with Orthodox, which we call radical Islam. And so all I'm saying is I don't go to an art opening so I feel like I'm an intellectual to sit around and listen to myself talk to other trendies. I go to an art opening if I like who the artist is because I want to buy some of the art. See, I don't like culture and theater and things like that because I'm trying to act like I'm cultured. I'm a barbarian goblin. But I also love culture and art because I've got those areas in my life. I'm multifaceted. I'm not a stereotype, and neither should you be.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will always be mine. And boys, feel like
Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor.
I'm a liberated man.
The rain hasn't fallen.
See, Willie Nelson loved me, boy, when I used to bash Bush.
My crops will die. The bankman says he likes
me. And he doesn't dislike me now.
He tells me that he's coming.
But that's an example of how perspectives work. I was against Bush because of warrantless surveillance and invading the wrong country and covering up 9/11 and being for the assault weapons ban. And I criticized him for all that. And liberals, whether it was Martin Sheen or whether it was Willie Nelson, they didn't care as long as I was bashing Bush. And I'd sit there and I'd have dinner with them and I'd say, I'm not a liberal. And they go, well, I know I'm not either. I like organic milk. And I think vaccines are bad and GMOs bad. And we go out and go shooting out there. But then as soon as Obama comes in, it's like, why are you being so mean to Obama? And I'm like, well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, you know? But because he's, quote, a liberal and because he's, quote, black, he gets all this political cover. We're in deep trouble. And now, finally, even the head of the Green Party has come out and said that, wow, Obama was worse than Bush, and so is Jonathan Turley and everybody else, because it's beyond that. These are just front people to get their agenda through. And so if Donald Trump gets in and starts doing a bunch of bad stuff and doesn't, look, if he isn't just out to get the country and turns the economy on and doesn't screw people over, if he doesn't get a whole bunch of stuff done, other than that, I'll be happy. I don't even expect purity or something to be perfect. I just don't want foaming-at-the-mouth globalists that are completely out to get us on every front. That's what I'm getting at. Now, before I go any further here, this is a big deal, and I'm going to shoot a special report about this for the Nightly News tonight. I'm also going to shoot one for the show tomorrow because I didn't get to this enough, but I want to tailor this because this needs a lot of added research and data. Hacker releases secret Clinton docs from the State Department, DNC, Trump opposition file donor list. This is very interesting to see who's doing what and very, very powerful info. We're also going to be getting into more of the wonders of Islam as the Taliban uses honey trap boys to kill Afghan police. When I talk about homosexuality being the highest in Islam and pedophilia for that matter, I see comments going, Jones is crazy. They kill gays. No, I'm not the one that's crazy. They are. They're the ones. I had the former head of the State Department psych warfare on that got the Camp David Accords on saying this yesterday, okay? I already knew this. Everybody knows this that's researched it. But the public is so ignorant, they think I'm just talking Martian here. That's what I'm saying. Homosexuality is off the charts in Islam. Look it up. Pedophilia is basically legal. But then if the imams or others in the Islamic group want to say that you are involved in homosexuality from a biblical perspective, then they can kill you. It's have your cake, eat it too. Okay? And that's what's going on, and it's a freak show. And as I said 1,000 times, I'm not sitting here taking the blame for these mass shootings that jihadists are doing. I don't care what Hillary and Obama and everybody else sits there and does. It's just not happening. I'm done. Just like political correctness. I do not dislike people for what color they are. I dislike people for how they act and how they behave, including myself sometimes. But I'm just done. I'm 42 years old, and I was not brought up to be racist or hate anybody. In fact, I was brought up to put up with too much crap. And I'm not doing it. So, and just everybody else out there, I suggest you just reject political correctness even more. And I think that's what Donald Trump is a manifestation of. So I salute Donald Trump. Leanne McAdoo is doing the Nightly News this evening, I'm told. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have one of our other anchors coming in. But I'm going to do 5 more minutes. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show. Don't forget, we got the 15% off Tim Kennedy special.
The Infowars.com. Radio Network.